Well, let's take a look at high school softball action around the area from last night. First, in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Atlantic winning 3-1 over Harlan last night. All three of Atlantic runs coming in the fifth inning. Allie Anderson and Olivia Engler both walked with the bases loaded to drive in runs. Mackenzie Waters drove in another with a fielder's choice. Anderson on the night threw a complete game, striking out six, allowed only three hits to the Cyclones as Atlantic goes on to win the ball game last night, and they stay undefeated on the season. Elsewhere in Hawkeye 10 conference play, Glenwood beat Shenandoah 14-4. Kemper Catholic down St. Albert 12-3, and Red Oak over Clarinda 14-4. In Western Iowa conference softball last night, Trainer over Audubon 12-0. Missouri Valley 7-0 over AHSTW. It was Tri-Center topping Griswold 13-2. Underwood over Riverside 14-2, and IKM Manning edging Logan Magnolia by an 8-7 final. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Arweva a winner over Whiting 7-6. Pride of Iowa Conference play saw Southwest Valley down Nottoway Valley 3-2. Lennox over Mount Air 12-9 in girls softball. Boys baseball play last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference. It was Harlan topping Atlantic by a 13-3 final. Ryan Doran belted a home run. He drove in three and scored a couple of runs last night. Nick Moss had a double, single, four RBIs for Harlan, as Josh Cheek threw four innings, allowing just three runs on four hits and struck out three for the Cyclones. Jaden Trotter had a couple of hits and drove in a run for Atlantic in last night's contest. Harlan coming up a winner. Also in Hawkeye 10 Conference baseball last night, it was Glenwood over Shenandoah 19-5. Clarinda beating Red Oak 21-11. Lewis Central downed Denison 3-1. St. Albert over Kemper Catholic in 12 innings, 4-3. Also, Southeast Polk defeating Creston 12-0. In Western Iowa Conference boys baseball last night, Trainer over Audubon 10-0. Underwood outscored Riverside 26-16. Pride of Iowa Conference baseball last night, it was Nottoway Valley beating Southwest Valley 10-0. Bedford over East Union 4-0. And it was Lennox 9-4 over Mount Air. That's boys baseball play last night. In Major League Baseball action, Scooter Jeanette, oh boy, he had four home runs to match the Major League record. He finished with 10 RBIs, and the Cincinnati Reds routed the slumping St. Louis Cardinals 13-1 last night. Jeanette became the 17th player in Major League history to homer four times in a single game. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia beat Atlanta 3-1, Milwaukee over San Francisco 5-2, it was Chicago over Miami 10-2, Arizona 10-2 over San Diego, while Washington beat the LA Dodgers 2-1. In interleague play, Baltimore beat Pittsburgh in 10 innings 6-5, Texas over the New York Mets 10-8, Colorado beat Cleveland 11-3. Mike Moustakas hit a two-run homer with two down in the ninth inning after Kansas City rallied from a six-run deficit. The Royals snapped the Houston Astros' 11-game winning streak as they posted a 9-7 victory last night. Moustakas drove an 0-1 pitch from Ken Giles out to right with Salvador Perez aboard. Moustakas had four hits and three RBIs, helping the Royals to that victory. Also in the American League last night, Boston beat New York 5-4. Angels over the Tigers 5-3. White Sox beat Tampa Bay 4-2. Oakland over Toronto 4-1. Seattle pounded Minnesota 12-3. In Pacific Coast League play, it was Nashville over Omaha 7-3. Oklahoma City in 10 innings 7-5 over the Iowa Cubs. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says the league stands behind the Arizona Diamondbacks in their lawsuit claiming the Maricopa County is responsible for $187 million in repairs the team ownership feels are needed at Chase Field. Manfred was at the ballpark Tuesday and reaffirmed statements supporting the club that he made during spring training. He says for Chase Field to remain a major league quality stadium, substantial capital expenditures must be made. He says if they aren't, there may come a point when the franchise seeks an alternative home. Manfred says Major League Baseball has reviewed studies of state-of-the-art ballparks and determined that what is required in renovation and capital investment. He says the league concurs wholeheartedly with the Diamondbacks' position that there are substantial needs here. The Diamondbacks have sued the county, seeking to remove a clause from the team's lease that prevents it from seeking a move. Chase Field opened in 1998. Well, in just a little more than a week, the eyes of the college baseball world will be focused on Omaha as TD Ameritrade Park will host the College World Series. Local organizers are busy getting everything ready in and around the stadium. Catherine Morrissey is Executive Director of College World Series of Omaha Incorporated.
We've got a lot of game-type preparation. Certainly the field's in wonderful condition, and all those who will be working the event are getting their instructions from the folks who manage TD Ameritrade Park. We're working with the NCAA to make sure everything's in place to welcome the teams and make sure that they and their fans have an outstanding experience.
Morrissey says they are also working on travel plans for all 16 teams that'll take part in the Super Regionals this week.
We have to negotiate and make sure that everyone's ready to come to Omaha on really a short notice, so it's important for us to reach out to both of the teams that are playing in the various Super Regional actions. All 16 of them will be hearing from us in one way, shape, or form.
Morrissey says some of the teams have to go directly from their Super Regional sites to Omaha.
Due to travel arrangements, some of the teams, it will make more sense for them to come straight to Omaha from their Super Regional competition instead of going home, and that requires a little more legwork on the Omaha side, but we always take care of those teams because they're our favorite guests.
The event will typically draw more than 340,000 fans, and Morrissey says many come from the surrounding region.
Certainly some of our strongest supporters are regional folks, folks from Iowa and the Dakotas, Missouri and Kansas. Those are folks that can come in and often do to support the not just a specific team, but the event.
Opening ceremonies for this year's College World Series are set for June 16th. Well, yesterday in high school golf, the co-ed golf championships were held. Some of the local results from yesterday. Class 1A co-ed golf championships saw Bailey Newell and Jake Olson of Atlantic team up for a sixth-place finish as they posted a round of 78. Allison Schwiers and Ryan Photo of Kemper Catholic also shot 78 and were seventh. Brooke Newell and Ben Reno of Atlantic teamed up for a tenth-place finish, posting a 79. Kemper Catholics McKenna Ludwig and Jared Tigas also shot 79. They were 11th. Allie Anderson and Jaden Anderson of Trainer teamed up to place 15th with an 80, while from Cam, Sammy Jotty and Ben Tibkin ended up 32nd overall, shooting an 87 in the tournament yesterday in 1A. 2A, it was Ashton Carter and Michael Stultz of Creston shooting an 82 for 17th place, while Haley Osman and Kyle Summers of Creston were 27th overall with an 87. Also in the co-ed tennis tournament in Class 1A, first round play yesterday, it was Madeline Schwartz and Cam Pilley of Kemper Catholic winning their match. Sarah Wood and Dalton Stokes of Shenandoah also were first-round winners yesterday. Megan Haley and Jacob Cook of Creston fell in their first-round match to a duo from Davenport Assumption. Also, Marilyn Cepeda and Alex Goodell of Shenandoah lost their first-round match to a Clear Lake doubles team. Maddie Hartley and J.D. Hitt of Clarinda teamed up, and they lost their first-round match to a team from Waverly-Shell Rock and a team from Waterloo-Columbus, knocked off J.D. Kanabe and Max Hightoff of Kemper Catholic in first-round play yesterday. In second-round action, Madeline Schwartz and Cam Pilley of Kemper Catholic went on to the second round, and they fell to a doubles team from Pella yesterday. Also losing in the second round, Sarah Wood and Dalton Stokes of Shenandoah. They lost to a team from Fairfield in that second round of play. In NFL news, Chiefs coach Andy Reid says the move to cut wide receiver Jeremy Maclin had been under consideration for a while, but Reid refused to discuss the reasons behind last week's stunning decision. Reid spoke Tuesday for the first time since Maclin was released. The Chiefs had been bumping up against the salary cap before the move Friday and would have had trouble signing their three remaining draft picks. But by releasing Maclin after June 1st, they saved about $10 million that they can add to the roughly $3.5 million they had available. Besides the financial aspect, Maclin dealt with injuries much of last season, and his production declined sharply from his first year in Kansas City. He had 44 catches for 536 yards and two touchdowns in 2016. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.